You can apply this to just about anything, and they're a little bit unconventional in that
they are.
Most creatives aren't. They're probably not going to give you this advice. Welcome to the Must Increase podcast, where we equip you to communicate your message, reach more people, and ultimately increase his name through your church. I am your host, Luke Clayton, and I'm joined by co-host and producer, Bo Snyder. Bo, how's it going?
Going well. Good to be back. And once again, we just started kind of a new season, new kind of a revamp last week.
Yeah.
And tell us what we talked about.
Yeah, so we are in a series about the seven levels of creative media. And these apply, of course, specifically to churches. But honestly, it's like we said, really, you can apply it to just about any industry, any organization, any area of marketing and media.
And if you've got a side gig or a side hustle,
yeah,
this will apply.
Listen in. And I do. I have it on good authority that we do have a few listeners that are actually not church leaders.
Okay.
So, that's all good. That's great. So, you can apply this to just about anything. And they're a little bit unconventional in that most creatives aren't. They're probably not going to give you this advice, and you know, it's like we said last time, we may have get a little pushback from, you know, some people in this space over this advice, but we believe this system is proven because we have proven it. We've used it with several churches, and we've kind of refined the process, and if you follow it, we believe that we know you're going to see success in your marketing, media outreach, and so forth. And so before we dive in, though, I want to remind you to be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening to podcasts. We're now also available on YouTube, so you can subscribe on YouTube if you're choosing to watch.
If you want to watch us.
Yeah, if you want to watch us. And if you haven't yet, why don't you head over to YouTube and check us out. Mustincrease.com/podcast. You'll find all of the different ways to connect with the podcast there. And here at the end of the episode, we're going to remind you again of how you can be entered to win a $100 gift card to Amazon by helping us out with rating and reviewing us. And so, yeah, we are diving into the seven levels. And like we said, the last episode, we kind of did an intro to them. And of course, it's going to take several weeks for us to get through all of these levels. And so if you are wanting to kind of get a crash course and learn all of them now, we have put together a video series to kind of in conjunction with the podcast series so that you can, you know, learn these seven levels. Each video is about 5 minutes long, and you can head over to mustincrease.com. It's completely free, and we send it right to your inbox. So head over to mustincrease.com and be sure to check out the seven levels of creative media video series, and stay with us here on the podcast, because that is kind of the cliff notes, if you will. And here on the podcast, we are going to actually dive in depth into each one. So let's get started with level one.
Hey, really quick before we get into that, I'm just kind of going off the cuff here.
You're good here.
Every time we, you know, create a video series or something like that, it can come right to your inbox if you want to sign up for that. I mean, that's kind of your thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us how they do that.
Yeah, so, if you head over to mustincrease.com, you're going to see the opt-in there. You just put in your name and your email.
Oh, okay.
And it's just going to come right to. So the way this specific video series is designed to work is you're going to get a new video every day. So when you sign up, you're going to get the first video, and the next day you're going to get the next one. So we kind of follow a similar, format as we do here. We have one video to intro the seven levels, and then we have one video dedicated to each of the different seven levels. So there's eight videos total in this series. And like I said, they're about 5 minutes apiece.
Yeah, 5-6 minutes. I just want to say that because we are always cranking out as much free stuff as we can. So I just want to make sure that if you want it, you can get it.
Yep. So once again, it's there on the website, mustincrease.com. You'll find the place to enter your email. And like I said, we're going to send that right to your inbox. Yeah, thanks, Bo. Thanks for stopping there so we could give people a little bit of clarity. Sometimes, you know, it's classic. You have it in your head and it makes sense.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, everybody else will figure it out. But no, you got to explain it. I can be pretty bad about that. So, so today we're diving into the first level, which is it really is the easiest step.
But everybody likes free.
Yeah, because it's start for free. It's the easiest step.
It is.
But if you don't do it, you're not going to make it far. You know, and here's the thing. So when you go through a, you know, whatever, however many steps process, you know, we see a 12-step process, a 7-step process, even a 3-step process. It's so easy to look ahead to the higher level steps or stages or phases or whatever and want to skip ahead. Because they're more exciting. And in this case, that's the case with ours. I mean, they are. They're the more
elaborate, like, yes, oh, I've made it this far.
Yeah. Yeah, you actually, you feel like you've arrived and so on and so forth. But what you're going to discover actually is you never really arrive in this area. However, saying all that to say, this one is one that you really can't skip. However, you may be looking at these and say, well, yeah, I have been doing this, you know, because it's pretty common. And it's simply start for free. And so the idea here is that nowadays with the internet, the World Wide Web, there are ways for you to access stuff really at no cost to you.
Yeah.
A classic example is social media platforms. Now, yes, you can buy ad space and stuff, but just to simply create a Facebook page, start a Twitter profile, get on Instagram, whatever it may be, that is free. It costs you nothing but your time. There's no actual put your credit card in and we're going to take your money.
Right. You have the possibility to connect with thousands of people for literally no cost.
Yes.
And a lot of people can't grasp that. And once again, we can get into that, but we're not going to. Is if there is no excuse that a pastor or a church leader, anyone can say, well, I don't have the money to reach people.
Yeah.
That is simply not true. Yeah. You can accept to use the tool or not. That's up to you, of course. But the free resources are there.
Yeah, so
I'm a little passionate about that. Yeah. I was looking at the camera while I said that.
he's preaching to someone out there. You know who you are. Yeah. But yeah, so there are so many resources available to us for free. And we talk about social media, but there's even things out there. For example, a classic example of this is a service or a resource, software or whatever, that offers a free trial. You know, a lot of times a 30-day free trial is a pretty common feature for a lot of different services out there. So for example, you can, you know, there's several different platforms to build a website on. You can do a free trial or use, a lot of times it's a dumbed down, but use a free version. So a free version of some type of software or platform or whatever. So for example, another one, we talk about websites, would be like Adobe. All right. So Adobe is a common, is probably the industry standard for graphic design software, Photoshop and
fantastic product,
and Premiere. We're big fans of Adobe here. But there's some cost to it, but you can start for free. There's a 30-day trial. If you know, all you have to do is create a free Adobe account, and then there's a 30-day free trial, and it gives you the opportunity to try it out. So the concept of start for free is not something we invented. It's certainly not something original, new, but it's something that you really can harness to take advantage of. And so you have to be willing to start free. So it's kind of like, okay, if you're going to have like a new hobby or something, you say, I'm going to get into, you know, and I'm pretty bad. You should probably give this illustration because Bo, here's a little known fact about Bo. Bo is a huntsman. All right. He is an outdoorsman. He is a hunter. I am not.
It's funny. We actually had an interview with a pastor the other day and they nerded out on like Star Wars or something. And I'm over here like, can we talk about guns or something?
Yeah. We're talking about like Star Wars and Marvel. And I'm like, yeah, this is my kind of thing.
Yeah,
but then there's been other times where we're talking to, like we were talking to a pastor a few months back at a meeting we were at. And you were nerding out with a guy on hunting. And I'm over here going, you know, like
Snorefest for him, you know. But no, that's you're absolutely right. When it comes to hobbies or something I've gotten into recently is biking. I bike a lot. And it's funny because
by the way, props to you for starting biking in the middle Tennessee summer.
It has been warm.
Warm is an understatement.
My neighbors got me. It has been a hot summer. My neighbors got me into it, and I've enjoyed it. It's one of those things. I like it. But yeah. I actually, I don't know if you know this about me. I raced BMX bikes as a teenager.
Oh, actually, I did not.
Yeah, I should
know more about you. That's okay. We should talk more.
We should talk more. Anyway, I wanted to go out and spend a bunch of money on a new bike. Like, I wanted one of those big road bikes that, like, you know, you don't know effort. The guy just flies right by, the skinny tires and everything. And I was like, and I asked my neighbor, I was like, should I do that? He's like, well, do you have a bike now? I was like, well, yeah, it's old and, you know, I don't ride it very much. He's like, well, before you go spend a bunch of money on a $1,000 road bike, get your old bike out, just ride it, and then you kind of get back into it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. So I did that. I was like, okay, yeah, I do remember how much I like this and how much, it, you know, it's good exercise and whatever. And then a few months later, after I had kind of gotten a start with what I had, I bought a brand new bike.
Yep.
And it was like, okay, this is kind of how I'm supposed to do this. I didn't need something awesome right away. I just had to start.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
And human nature. Okay. I say human nature. This is, might just be my nature. Whenever I think I want to try something new, I'm like, come here, Amazon. Like, I'm hitting up Amazon.com. I'm searching. I'm adding to the cart. And then my wife walks in and says, what are you doing?
What are you about to buy there?
You going to buy the Amazon there? And I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to be more, like you said, I don't know, this isn't a hobby. This would be a complete lie, but I'm going to be a fisherman now. So I want to buy this, you know, high level rod or this is how I would do it because it's just my nature. Because I tend to I get excited about something. I'm like, oh, let's go all in. And she's like, yeah. And you know, what's going to happen is you're going to order it. And first of all, if it were fishing, like you're never going to go to a lake. You're never going to go use it. And you hate fishing. You hate the outdoors, Luke. Come on. So why don't you just go, if you really want to try it, why don't you go borrow a rod from a friend and their bait and whatever and go try fishing. And then if you like it and you try, you start for free, then you can put some money into it. And though that is a horrible example, because that would never cross my mind.
It's funny. It's an excellent example. Horrible example for you.
Yeah, because I would never, ever want to do that, ever. But
it was a good example, though.
Yeah, so that's what would happen is I would go and I would borrow it and I would go out and I would get there and I would be at the lake for about 15 minutes and I'd be like, this is boring. And I'd go home and I wouldn't catch anything and I'd be depressed and discouraged. Right. And it's a good thing like I said, if I would have spent money on it, though, I would have been, you know, packing up boxes and sending stuff back to Amazon or whatever.
Well, think of it this way. I mean, when it comes to, you know, we'll apply this to churches in just a second. Let's apply it to more of just any kind of business. Is you look at it, we talk about major brands all the time, whether it's Starbucks or Coke or Nike, Under Armour, all these incredible brands. We think that all of them just woke up one day, oh, they're awesome, massive brands. Yeah. It's like, no, every single business started small.
Yep.
I mean, probably 99 out of 100. I mean, maybe some of them, hey, I got $1 million to invest and, you know, whatever. But most of them, they started with something very small, for free, borrowed something, did something for free, whatever, and all of a sudden, you know, As one of my favorite quotes says, over 10 years of working hard, I became an overnight success.
Yeah.
You know, so exactly. It's just one of those things that when it comes to churches, you're not going to have, picture whatever a large church in your mind is, you know, a successful church brand or, you know, something that we kind of look up to as a sort of standard.
Yeah.
Is they didn't get that way in 1 week, maybe not even 1 year. It's been a long time, but they went through this process. And they started small, and now they're big.
Well, and I think of, you talk about big brands, I think about Apple.
Yeah.
Okay. Apple just here, I guess it's been over a year ago now, they built this multi-billion dollar new campus, I think it's somewhere close to the size of the Pentagon, no exaggeration. It is a huge building. And
is that in Simi Valley or is that where
it's California?
It's
in Silicon Valley. Somewhere, you know, out there where everything, all the tech stuff is.
Yeah.
But it's massive. And what's crazy is that over 30 years ago, Apple started in Steve Jobs' garage. And it didn't cost him a dime.
It's an incredible story.
It didn't cost him a dime to essentially have their first headquarters, you know, because it's like, well, I'm using my garage, you know?
Apple is only 30 years old.
And in the
80s.
That's
right. It is.
Yeah, started in the 80s. Yeah, 35, something.
That's incredible.
Anyways, it's not quite to 40 yet. So, but I even think about, once again, making it a little bit, because you look at Apple and you're like, well, you know, we're churches. We're never going to be a multi-billion dollar industry. Okay?
Right.
Yeah, probably fair argument. But I even think about, like, with our business, okay? I mean, like, I started with a laptop in a coffee shop. I was at Dunkin' Donuts.
That's true. I remember
that. Just sitting there working and, you know, now, this isn't any elaborate type of office space or studio, but we're here now.
He started small, and now he can afford to hire me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
So, I've obviously got some money.
All joking aside, it's people start small.
You start.
And it's okay to start small with your church brand, with your look. Start for free. Let's talk about, I've got rid of a few things down
here.
Here's
a few examples of places you can start for free.
Some specific things you can do. Once again, create an account on your major social media platforms. Mm-hmm. Go to unsplash.com.
Yeah,
that's one you really like.
Yeah, well, our designer, Matt, he introduced. I can't believe that I had not heard of unsplash.com. And
I actually looked it up. It's pretty good.
If you've done any design, what it is it's just free stock images. I mean, completely free. And if you're wanting to get into having nice-looking designs, A very simple hack, if you will, to making a nice design is getting a nice image, using it as a background, and then overlaying a nice, you know, font or text just, and a nice font.
If you typeface. Have zero experience in this kind of thing, a nice image and some nice plain text, it's like, hey, that'll work. Yeah. I mean, it's fine. You know, it's
not to be too cliche, but a picture is worth 1,000 words.
It is.
So Unsplash.com is a good example of that. Here's something you can do for free that a lot of you'd be surprised at how many churches haven't done this, is claim your Google listing.
Yeah, talk about that for a second.
And so now Google, it's Google for Business now. They've changed their name and their, you know, what they call it and how the process works over the years. But essentially, if you Google for Business, you are able to go on Azure Church, which if you have a actual physical location that you own, if you're renting, it's not so easy. But if you have like an actual church building and an official address, you can claim that as yours. And the important thing about doing this is it allows you to go in, of course, add all the information that's relevant to your church. So you can add your website, your phone number, your service times, a little synopsis. You can link to your website. It's really important. And here's why you need to do that. A couple of reasons. First of all, if you don't do it, some imposter might. In all seriousness, it's a thing.
I think that's happened. I think like there are
whatever you call them, hackers, whatever. They go out there and they claim these, and they do it with social media accounts too. It's not super prevalent amongst churches necessarily, but they go out and they claim organizations, social media and Google information, and then like they essentially kind of hold it for ransom. And so if you haven't done this yet, it's free. It doesn't cost you time. Google has a verification process. But the other reason you want to do it is that way when someone Googles churches in my city, it's going to help your results because Google now, as of the past few years, has started to favor local listings. Yeah. And so, whereas, yes, there's the massive Google index of everything on the web, they also, depending on your location and your IP address and all that, they can pinpoint where you are. And then they can say, oh, hey, you searched for a church and you happen to be in this city. Well, here's the Google listings that are there. And if your church is in that, and you're going to, more likely that you're going to get seen. So that's a really simple thing to do.
That's one that sounds techie, but it's really necessary to do and figure out.
Yeah. And if you want to learn, once again, just Google for Business. That's all you have to search for. And really their process, they make it as simple as it can be. So there's a lot of different tools you can use, something like a buffer.com.
This is a great one.
It allows you to schedule your social media posts. So if you've created those platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it works with all three. The thing I like about Buffer, it's one of the few out there, really the only one that I've seen that really consistently works with Instagram's APIs and with all their back-end stuff and allows you to post directly. You can schedule posts directly to Instagram. And Instagram is very complex in how that works.
Yeah.
And so with Buffer, for example, I can schedule a photo for 3 days from now, and it will post it actually to Instagram directly without you, because a lot of the scheduling software make you have to take another physical step. So it'll essentially notify you when it's time to post, and then you go and post it. But with Buffer, it actually does it all in the background.
Right.
And so if you've done anything with social media scheduling before, you're going to realize that's actually a huge advantage. So regardless, no matter how you use it, it's nice because it allows you to schedule. And like we said, you can experiment with free trials of stuff.
Well, this is what I was just going to say. If somebody wants a very – I'm a simple person. I like simple things. Mm-hmm. If you want to start for free, take September, take mm-hmm. 1 month mm-hmm. and say, I'm going to sign up for a free trial of Adobe. Mm-hmm. You get Photoshop. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get this Buffer account thing. And just this is what's crazy about all these what's really cool about a lot of these free trials is like, hey, if you want to like take a few days and like, hey, I'm going to crank out a ton of stuff, like maybe even like, you know, things that I can post in the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. Do it. I mean, if you don't want to pay for the, to get an actual, membership or whatever, that's fine. But hey, I'm going to create a bunch of stuff. I'm going to, kind of schedule it. Even if you can't do a ton, just a little bit, just kind of get you, acclimated to the process of how it works. A couple other ones, you got Igniter Media is a nice one.
Yep.
Graceway mm-hmm. Media.
I believe Graceway and Igniter are the same thing now. They've recently merged into the same thing. But it's the same. If you search for Graceway, you're going to stumble across Igniter,
and they're just
and vice versa.
Their titles and graphics and things you can put mm-hmm. up. And then, I put this at the very bottom. Ask your teenagers for some ideas. I mean, a classic thing you could do.
Yeah.
You have all these adults. Well, I don't know how all that stuff works. And if they took the time, they could figure it out. But that being said, a lot of these things are a little bit more natural to teenagers. Like, they have grown up with this kind of stuff. So there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, hey, can you help me out with this?
Yeah.
And they'll probably do it for free, unless they're a pro, which I doubt they are.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be happy to, I'll kind of take charge of the teen Instagram account or whatever. And I promise you, they will post more than you, and it'll might be a big help to you. So.
Yeah, true story. I have asked my little sister many times with advice about Instagram, because she's pretty good at Instagram.
Yeah.
And so, shout out to you, Rebecca, there at college. She started college this semester, so a little shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out. She's a Pensacola, I'm a proud Pensacola alumni.
So she's there. Anyway, so shout out Rebecca if you're listening. She claims she listens, so we're going to see. Okay. We're going to see if she does.
All right. Let's talk about some benefits of starting for free.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, I did want to mention one more free resource, and that is our fall media bundle.
Yeah.
All right. So that, once again, that's a completely free resource. I'm going to give you a bunch of free fall graphics. We've been talking about that here for a while now. So head over to fallmediabundle.com and you can get those graphics completely free of charge.
So there you go. Skip what I said. Just get the fall media bundle. And get Buffer and just schedule some stuff.
Yeah,
there you go.
In all seriousness. But yeah, some benefits, like you said, let's move on to the benefits of starting for free. This sounds kind of redundant, but it is free.
It's free.
And I like this because you added this to the notes, and I think it's a great point. There is, obviously, it doesn't cost you anything, but also there's no approval process.
I know what he's going with it.
Yeah. I mean, like, it depends on the size of the church you work with. Like, if you're the pastor, then of course, you got a deacon board. If you want to spend too much money, you might have some, a board to answer to or something.
Right.
But by and large, it's like, if you want to start for free and, there's a bit of politics and hierarchy at your church, you don't have to go to your supervisor and get approval.
For all of you out there that are on church staff, think of your finance guy.
Yeah.
Think of his face. You don't have to go talk to him to do this.
Think of him leaning over the table, looking over you with his glasses, over his desk there, over his glasses, saying, okay, now what is this for? Like, why are you doing this? You don't have to do that. So, it gives you time to discover what you want your brand to look like. So, you can kind of, like I said, that's why the actual branding part doesn't really start till level 4 and 5, because this gives you that discovery process. Gives you time to research other brands, get ideas.
I like this one. It makes you get creative.
Yep.
If you were to go to a group of teenagers, or it really can, go with anything. Like, hey, we got to make this place look like a party for free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how are we gonna do that?
Yep.
It kind of makes you think outside of the box.
Well,
same with this branding thing.
I think of just a real practical example with us not too long ago. I remember it was about this time last year, we were preparing to go shoot our short film for Christmas and then Easter. We actually shot both at the same time, which was an insane, very ambitious idea. We made it work.
We made it work. We did.
Bo's over there kicking Luke. But anyways, but I remember, we had these elaborate ideas of this equipment we wanted to buy / rent and get and whatever. And then when it came down to it, we were getting ready for production. It was like, hey, the budget is kind of tight, a little bit tighter than maybe we anticipated. And we said, you know what? We have a good camera. We have good gear, good microphone. Let's just use what we have and see what happens. And it did. It forced us. Sure, would we have loved to have the fancier gear and stuff? Sure. But it forced us to be more creative. And really, I think of a lot of benefits to us just using what we had, what was available to us. So I like that. It forces you to get more creative. And if you succeed, you've kind of proven that you can accomplish a little bit for free. And now, when it is time to get approval for
when
some
you do
money,
have to go back to that finance
you
guy.
Can say, hey, look, this is what I've done with the free stuff and the stuff that's already available to me. Imagine what we can do now if we put a little more investment into it. And that's the point as we get into level 2. And so you're going to start for free. And so one of the questions that we get, though, is this. Once again, we keep jumping back to the branding and logo thing, because there's so many churches, so many, creatives that they're going to encourage you to start there. Start with your logo and your brand. But once again, this process says, yes, you're going to get there, but you're not going to get there until the later levels of actually addressing your brand. But I do get this question. It's a fair question. Well, what if we have a bad logo? Like, what if I came into a ministry and our logo's outdated, it's ugly? Or another classic example, there's 3 logos floating around. There's one logo that we use in the bulletin, another one we use on our outreach materials, another one that goes on our screen. Here is the very simple solution to that. Well, what do we do with a bad logo? stop using that logo.
This is in bold in our notes, by the way.
Yeah.
Luke put this in big, bold letters.
This is really important because no logo or no brand is better than a bad brand. All right. And also what goes along with that is having no logo is better than rushing yourself to design some type of better logo. Because in one case, you're going to be stuck with a nasty, ugly logo that's outdated, that really is going to harm your overall brand. But then on the other hand, if you just say you rush to design one, well, now you're going to spend all this money, all this time to get this logo. And I can guarantee you a few months later, you're going to realize we didn't think this logo through. And now we're noticing aspects of it. It doesn't really make sense for us to have this logo. And so no logo is better than a bad or an outdated logo or just rushing a logo. And so that is level one. We're going to start for free. And it just seems so simple. And it is. It's very simple.
Very simple. It's but you can stop listening to this podcast today and go out there and do something for free.
Yep.
It's like, go, do it.
And so if you, and the really, the reason this is level one is because it's easy. It is simple. It's the simplest of them all. And if you can't do this, then you're really not going to make it. So once again, the one thing that does not detract from, even though it may not cost you financially, it still is going to take some time and some work. So you have to be willing to put in the work. But once again, I get tired of hearing the excuse, I can't do this. I don't have the skill. I don't have the time. You can. We're here to encourage you as a church leader. You can. Even if you say, I got no money to pay someone, pay a professional to help me. I got no, I don't have the expertise. I don't have the skill set. Look, you can do it. You can use what is available to you. I even think of like a camera. If you have a phone, you can start making videos for free. I just wanted to take a moment once again to encourage you. You can do this. Don't give up. Don't quit. You can do it. Hang in there. Start where you are for free and then move on to what level two is, which we'll talk about in the next episode, and that is increase your investment. And I will say, I want to say this now, just so you're not tempted to skip this episode, because it's not all about money.
No, it's not.
It is. You do, financial investment is part of it, but there is other aspects that need to be invested as well. And level two, if level one is the easiest, level two is the hardest, in all honesty. And it is where, if you will, we weed out the sheep from the goats. I mean, it is the make or break level.
I think I put in my notes, it separates the wishers from the doers.
Yeah, it really does. And so make sure you stay tuned in the next episode, because we're going to be talking about level two. And once again, be sure to check out our video series at mustincrease.com, where we give you more of a crash course of the seven levels and about 5-minute videos. So head over to mustincrease.com where you can get those delivered right to your inbox. And as we mentioned last time, we are giving away a $100 Amazon gift card, and we're basically picking the winner from those who leave us a review in iTunes or Apple Podcasts. So
that's all you have to do.
That's all you have to do is write us a review. And like I said, preferably a nice review. Please be nice to us. Don't hate us that bad. But in all seriousness, I always have to make this distinguishing comment. You can do a rating, but that's not it's hard to track who rated us. That's why you have to actually give us a written review. So if you head over, anyone who writes this review between now and basically the middle end of October is going to be entered to win. So make sure that you head over. If you want to figure out how to get there, mustincrease.com/podcast. You can click on the iTunes Apple Podcast icon, and it will take you to where you can write a review for us there. So we'd appreciate that. Of course, if you're going to share it on social media, tell your friend about it. We make this podcast for church leaders so we can help them in the areas of their media and marketing. So once again, join us in the next episode as we discuss level two, increase your investment. And I want to give a special thanks to our associate producer, Jonas Clayton, for helping us with these episodes. He's off camera here. He's my brother, by the way. So shout out to my sister and my brother during this episode.
Yeah, some of the family shout outs.
You know what? But in all seriousness, I want to thank our producer, Bo. Without Bo, this podcast would not happen. So Bo, thank you. And on behalf of Bo and myself, thanks for joining us here on the Must Increase Podcast, where we equip you to effectively communicate your message, reach more people, and ultimately increase His name through your church.